What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? Chris Johnson here with today's insurance agent. Hey, I hope you guys are having a great week so far, and I want to thank you for joining us for our newest podcast. In today's episode, we're going to be discussing marketing on a budget. Specifically, a few ways that you can stretch your marketing dollars using the power of one of the largest social media platforms in the world. So stay tuned after the intro, and we're going to dive into how you can utilize Facebook to help build out your brand and create customer engagement, all without breaking the bank.
Welcome to today's Insurance Agent Podcast, brought to you by the FICA Insurance Group. Each episode, we'll dive into the latest trends, practices, marketing strategies, and technology advancements in the insurance industry. If you're ready to take your insurance business to the next level, then you have come to the right place. So tune in, take notes, and let's navigate the ever-evolving world of insurance together. Today's Insurance Agent, a partnership that helps you build an empire.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. For those of you that don't know me, my name is Chris Johnson. I'm the founder of Today's Insurance Agent and the FICA Insurance Group. Now, again, before we get started, I would like to thank you for taking time out of your day to join us for this podcast marketing session. As mentioned, we're going to be going over how you can boost both your visibility and customer engagement on social media without having to donate one of your arms or your legs to cover the cost. Did you know that marketing your agency doesn't have to be costly? In fact, many social media marketing strategies can be done with little cost to no cost and be just as effective, if not more so, than your traditional high-dollar marketing avenues. With that being said, it's important to note that social media marketing is one of the easiest avenues, as a lot of the material that you can produce can be used across many different platforms with minimum effort. For example, the information covered today will not only be used, say, on Facebook, but also the platform of LinkedIn, as they operate very similar in structure, making the content somewhat interchangeable between the two. Now let's jump into some of the tips and tricks of cost-effective social marketing. Number one, and probably one of the most important things that you can do, is to stay active. Post regularly. I would say at least once every other day. Posting frequently not only helps your page's algorithm, and which makes it perform better overall, but it helps build your brand recognition by keeping you and your brand in front of your audience. However, it's also important to make sure that you're not only posting information, but you're posting information that is relevant, meaning the material that interests your audience. With that said, let's be honest, who wants to read about insurance every day? I mean, of course, unless you're an agent, right? No, all joking aside, consider making posts about what's happening in your community, or maybe becoming the go-to page for severe weather alerts in your area. These are both great ways to keep your followers engaged with you and your page. Tip number two, and that is to get and share reviews with your current client base. Okay, this is probably the simplest thing that you can do that'll have the largest impact on your business. But unfortunately, it's also one of the most overlooked things in marketing today. I want you to think about this from a personal level. How many times do you look at what people are saying about a product before you hit the order button on Amazon? Almost always, right? Me too. I know I'm guilty. But you have to start viewing your services as a product for sale. And how much easier is it to sell that product when you have a bunch of 4- and 5-star reviews behind it? A lot easier, right? Now, unfortunately for the bad news, one of the hardest things to do is to get a customer to actually write a review. However, that's where trying something, say, out of the box may come in handy. For example, why not simply ask the customer's permission to take a photo with you and them, and then tag them later on social media stating that you enjoyed assisting them today? Or maybe you could take that a step further and ask for a quick cell phone review from your client about their experience with you. Now, I realize that video and pictures, well, they aren't for everyone, but you may be surprised at the response that you get, and if we're being honest, a photo or a video is likely to have a larger impact for future clients, as it'll catch their attention better. Speaking of catching their attention better, that leads me right into tip number 3, and that is to post a lot of images. Nowadays, people don't have a lot of time, or at least they won't take a lot of time, to read a long post. So a picture is a fantastic way to get your point across. But not just a picture specifically, things like memes. I think we all can agree that memes are widely popular these days and are probably the second most shared item in the world of social media. The first being videos, of course, but regardless, memes are an excellent way to grab someone's attention and are often shared by thousands, so it's a good way to get exposure for your page. Now, memes can be many things, including motivational, inspirational, or even humorous. So play around with it and have some fun and see what works best for your audience. Now, before you go and say, I know what you're already thinking, right? And that is that you don't know how to create a meme. Well, I've got some great news for you. There are several free online tools that help you generate this type of material. Now, when it comes to creation and generation of material, I want you to know that we'll be covering this subject in more detail in a future podcast. So be on the lookout. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, so those are my top 3 things that I wanted to share with you today on our marketing session. All right, it's the best way that I think you can market on a budget. Now, the best part about each of these items, they'll build awareness to your brand and help you get engagement from your followers, and they require very little financial investment, right? As always, in closing, guys, I want to wish you the very best success in your business. And remember that all of our podcasts are brought to you by the FICA Insurance Group. And for our agents that are contracted through us, we offer more tips and tricks, not only on social media marketing, but other strategies as well. So if you're interested in learning more, please don't hesitate to reach out. Also, if you found this content to be useful, don't forget to check us out on social media via Facebook, LinkedIn, or YouTube at Today's Insurance Agent. Until next time, have a good one, guys.